Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Go down the pesticide aisle at your local nursery. There are so many different herbicides to choose from to keep a multitude of weeds out of your lawn or your landscape. Selective herbicides, which we discussed previously, are those that can be sprayed to kill a particular set of weeds that we don't want to have in our landscape or our lawns while not harming another set. Typically, selective herbicides are more often used in lawns to remove broadleaf weeds without causing injury to the lawn itself. Spraying herbicides is only one way to keep weeds out of our lawn. But what if I were to tell you that you are already performing a task that can keep weeds out of your lawn if it's done properly? Mowing your lawn at the correct height is by far one of the best management strategies that you can implement in your lawn maintenance routine. Not only is it cost-effective, but mowing at the correct height will help reduce the amount of pesticides needed to maintain a beautiful lawn all spring and summer long. The two most common turf grass that we grow in South Louisiana are our St. Augustine sods and our centipede sods. St. Augustine should be mowed at 2 to 3 inches, while our centipede should be mowed much lower at 1 to 2 inches. When a lawn is mowed too short, often we call this scalping, it creates an open canopy to the soil layer beneath that lawn. When sunlight can easily reach the soil layer, weed seeds have a greater tendency to germinate. This is because most of the weeds that occur in our lawns need sunlight to germinate. So scalping the lawn opens that lawn up to sunlight, entering into the soil surface, activating those weed seeds to germinate, causing more weed problems later on in summer. Not only does mowing at the proper height reduce potential weeds of germinating in our lawns, it will also help our lawn's root systems as well. The root system of a grass below the soil is proportional in length to the foliage above the soil. Mowing lawns shorter than recommended will reduce the length of foliage above the soil. This will weaken the root system of that turf below the soil. It will cause a great deal of drought stress on your lawn, which will lead to potential collapse and possible death of lawn in late summer. Mowing at the proper height will not prevent all weeds from germinating or encroaching on your lawn. If you still have weeds in your lawn this spring, consider using a selective herbicide, which we talked about earlier. Selective herbicides, again, are those that can be sprayed to selectively kill a particular set of plants while not harming others. Weeds such as henbit, chickweed, and annual bluegrass continue to grow on the lawn during our early spring conditions. Using a combination of 2,4-D along with atrazine will take care of most of the weed issues you will have this spring and summer in your lawn. Be sure to always follow label directions and remember that the label is the law. Lastly, we don't want to spray any of our herbicides above 85 degrees. During the first few mowings of the season, be sure to put the bag attachment on your lawnmower. Using the bag on your lawnmower will help to pick up leaves that have fallen throughout the winter. Removing the leaves as the lawn begins to grow will help ensure that there are no barriers to lawn growth during those first few critical weeks of spring. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.